I did a degree in musical theatre. And of course.
Did you just laugh at yourself then? Because you were surprised I hadn't?
No, I'm laughing because I remember the loud arguments I had with my parents about how ridiculous it was to do a degree in musical theatre. And of course, now I get what they were talking about.
They were right all along. Oh, this is terrible.
I'm
time for a chorus.
He's not listening to me on the radio at the moment.
Yes.
But. Definitely, I did my A-levels in, like, dance and, like, all these fancy fairy subjects. And, of course, I got to my degree. And the thing is, I didn't need to do a degree on the subject like musical theatre. I could have got away with the diploma because I haven't needed to you know...
Well, you don't need a degree to know how to sing and dance and act. You know, they're not academic subjects historically or traditionally.
Of course, but when I'm not in musical theatre jobs or acting jobs or dancing jobs, I need to find my way through life. And there'll be times I'll be teaching in a primary school, maybe covering a dance class or a PE class. And
yes.
Very often I can't spell the word injured.
Oh my lord, of course.
Yeah.
Because you put all your eggs in the musical theatre in the jazz hands basket.
Of course, and where my degree favoured the physical aspects of my degree more than the writing an essay on it, I wasn't being checked on my spelling for the past, like, 5 years of my education because that wasn't...
Are you serious? So as long as you could do a paso doble, then they wouldn't care that you couldn't that you couldn't spell paso doble?
It's not that they didn't care, but it wasn't checked up. Like, my essays would be handed in, and those things... I wasn't pulled up, basically.
And there you go. Can I ask what degree you got? Did you get a good degree?
Yeah, I got a good degree. It's not the best. It's not like the shiniest, fanciest one.
So you got a 2-1, did you?
Yeah, just. All just right. Got a 2-1.
Would it be quite good to get a 2-2 in musical theatre? Sorry. That's pathetic.
Good joke.
Well, thank you very much. But you got a 2-1 and you can't spell injury.
Yeah, and it's not just that I wasn't pulled up in my degree. I wasn't pulled up at A-level and I wasn't pulled up at GCSE enough times for that to have not been a problem. And it reminds me of this whole no child gets left behind thing.
Yes.
Where kids are going along school with their age mates, but not necessarily learning to the same rate as...
Yeah, it's a really good point. Well-meaning, but ultimately disastrous tactics. Have you told your mum and dad that they were right all along?
I would never tell my mum and dad that they were right. Absolutely not.
Are you still living at home? I'm just wondering whether this is the right phone number to get hold of your dad after the show.
James, please do not do that. I would cry. No, of course, London ruined me. I tried my best to live in the city, but obviously...
I can't be doing it.
...being what they were.
No, absolutely. Are you working at the moment? Have you got a gig at the moment?
I have got a gig at the moment.
Do you want a free advert or not?
No, I'm not allowed to at the moment. I've written a disclosure because the company that we're doing is a very secret big show that's going to be coming out very soon.
So there's a massive West End show on the way that is so exciting. The people in it aren't allowed to tell us what it is.
Exactly.
And we're definitely keeping your number on file. And also, Megan, I have to tell you, my friend Ian Lee has been in touch, TV, radio star. And he says, my 2-1 Bachelor of Arts honours in Performing Arts has served me very well, sir. So maybe there is a validation just around the corner for you, Megan.
Hopefully.